I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 20th. It'll be a slow ride on Route 3 northbound this morning after an earlier rollover crash. State police say two cars rolled over right at the Braintree split just before 6 a.m., shutting down the entire roadway for a time. There were no injuries reported, however. Traffic immediately began backing up, and residual delays are expected on Route 3 north through the morning commute. The Quincy Planning Board today will continue a hearing regarding a proposal for a new condo complex across from the historic Adams Birthplaces in South Quincy. A developer wants to tear down the Quincy Auto Tech repair shop on Independence Avenue and put up a four-story, nine-unit condo building with commercial space on the first floor and 23 parking spaces. At a previous hearing, Mary Ann Peake, superintendent of the Adams National Historical Park, expressed concern that the development would create parking problems for visitors to the historic birthplaces site and cast a shadow on the historic homes. Today's hearing is set for 6 p.m. in the first floor meeting room at Old City Hall. Now, there's a new head football coach at Quincy High School. Edward DeWitt has been named to that position. DeWitt is a 2004 graduate of Quincy High School and a member of the Quincy North Quincy Football Hall of Fame. DeWitt most recently served as head coach at Oliver Ames High School for the past five seasons. He began coaching with the Quincy Point Panthers youth team. DeWitt was also an assistant coach at Curry College in Milton and has coaching experience at Canton, Sharon, and Hingham High Schools. DeWitt is currently a history and phys ed teacher in the Sharon Public Schools. A former North Quincy High School student has been named the Gatorade Massachusetts Girls Basketball Player of the Year. Orla Gormley, now a student at Dexter Southfield School, is the first student from that private Brookline school to earn that honor. Gormley spent 2 years at North before transferring over to Dexter Southfield. The award celebrates the nation's top high school athletes for excellence on the court, in the classroom, and in the community. Gormley averaged 22 points and 9 rebounds per game this past season, leading her new school to the semifinals, and was Dexter Southfield's leading scorer in history with 1,801 points. Gormley also maintains a 3.62 grade point average in the classroom and volunteers with a nonprofit that funds health and cancer research. Gormley has accepted a full basketball scholarship to attend Providence College this fall. A new restaurant is on its way to Quincy, moving into a space that had been home to the Masonic Temple until it was destroyed by a fire. Mason's Steakhouse is planning to open on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. It will be an Italian restaurant that is run by restaurateur Jimmy Liang of the J.P. Fuji Group. The new restaurant will not be part of that group. The dining spot will be about 12,000 square feet in size with seating for 275 to 300 people, and it will include a dining room and a bar on the first floor and a bar and function rooms on the second floor, which will also have a two-sided fireplace. If all goes as planned, Mason's Steakhouse will open sometime this fall. The Masonic Temple, which was constructed in 1926, was gutted in a four-alarm fire in September of 2013. Former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis will lead a state-funded safety audit of the Brockton Public Schools. Davis, whose leadership of the Boston Police included the response to the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings, now runs a business and security strategy firm based in Boston. In May of last year, Davis was hired to conduct a review in Uxbridge after six of the seven members of that town's school committee abruptly resigned from their posts. During a Brockton school committee meeting last night, school officials also said that they'll create a new safety director position that will give someone the power to coordinate security district-wide. Acting Brockton Public School Superintendent James Cobb said during last night's meeting, the district plans to double the number of security personnel at Brockton High School to 24. The security audit being conducted by Davis's company is due by June 30th, and more measures to improve school safety could be put in place based on the findings of that audit. According to court documents, the 31-year-old Dorchester man accused of shooting a Boston police officer during a domestic incident has a criminal history dating back over 14 years. Avery Lewis was arraigned in Dorchester District Court on a dozen charges. Investigators say the encounter happened outside a home on Esmond Street, where the suspect's child was staying with his mother's new boyfriend. Police credit a bulletproof vest for saving the officer's life. Lewis had been in and out of jail several times since 2009 when he was arrested for armed robbery. Court records show he was charged with trafficking more than 200 grams of cocaine out of Quincy District Court last year. He pleaded not guilty and was released on $10,000 bail at that time. Lewis is currently being held without bail and is due back in court next week for a dangerousness hearing. Federal prosecutor is announcing that a driving instructor has followed through on his intention to plead guilty to bribing a road test examiner at the Registry of Motor Vehicles in Brockton in order to get driver's licenses for certain applicants who didn't pass a road test. 48-year-old Gan Din from Boston pleaded guilty yesterday. Acting U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy announced in late January that Din had already agreed to plead guilty. A sentencing hearing is set for June 5th. He could face up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are higher. The Dow rose 320 points. The NASDAQ is up 63. The S&P adding 29. Asian stocks also higher. The euro is down. Oil at almost $82 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat Ottawa 6-2. They will host the Rangers tomorrow night at 7. Tonight in Boston, Celtics host the Bucks at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, cloudy, maybe a shower, and a high of 52. Tonight, cloudy and chilly, low of 32. Partly cloudy, windy, and cold tomorrow with a high 39. Sunny 43 on Friday, and then rain on Saturday with a high of 45. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet, southwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide at 8:55 a.m. Sunrise 6:46, sets at 6:56. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 20th.